tourists. There's scarcely a corner of the globe immune to their infectious, camera-clicking, litter-making, noisy presence. With their noses stuck in guidebooks, they bustle from monument to monument, seeing very little, learning less. No time. They're harmless for the most part. Or are they? Better check the guidebook. If this is Friday, then this must be the vanishing point.
Coach from Mount Isa. Three ways in Townsville, Queensland, finally arriving. Your shit is here at last, mate.
Must have been some holdover in three ways.
Bloody like it. And so coaches wait for no man.
Michael!
Megan! You look terrific!
You too! Did you get my letter from Brisbane?
Not yet. Mail takes forever to reach the cattle station. Gee.
Oh, you look great. No! I was writing to tell you about Wendy.
Wendy? Oh, your traveling companion. That sounds so Victorian. So what's wrong? Didn't she get it off to New Zealand all right?
No.
Hi.
Michael Fraser, Wendy, Peter.
Oh, good to meet you, Michael. Oh, I'm sorry to gate crash, but Megan made Ayers Rock and all the Outback stuff sound so interesting. But she just kept saying that you two were, like, just friends, so I thought I wouldn't be in the way. But if I am, just say so. I can make myself invisible. I really can.
No need to. Welcome to Alice Springs, Wendy.
Oh, thanks. Oh, hey, that's some tan you've got.
I think it's there for good.
Well, either that or skin cancer. Was that some ride? 2 days to get here. I found the bus bit kind of exciting at first through Queensland. It was marvelous, wasn't it, Megs? Oh, no wonder the Aussies call it Oz. And all those fields and fields of tobacco and sugar cane and bananas. And then the giant cow.
Whoa, they claim things are big here with a giant cow.
Was there or was there not one, Megan, as well as a giant banana?
Yes. They were tourist traps, souvenir structures. Wendy actually got the coach captain to stop so we could pose with the cow. Then everyone filed off the bus.
Look, here we all are.
You're taking pictures with a Polaroid?
Well, nothing like instant recall. Anyway, I want to see my vacation as I'm living it. Look at this one. Can you believe these glass mountains? They just loom up at you out of nowhere. Like you're back in prehistoric times. Oh, there's something wonderfully creepy about it. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a dinosaur lurking around.
You'd probably pose with it, too.
Yeah, I would. Oh, hey, I'm starving. I'll get the bags and then point us to the nearest takeaway eating oasis. Coach Captain, those are ours.
She like that all the time?
Oh, no. She's tired right now.
Well, she's not so bad. I don't mind her.
Well, I do. She's driving me nuts.
Megan, they've got Lamington cakes.
That's what got us in trouble at Three Ways.
It was not. It was Chico rolls. Oh, God, I love these Aussie delicacies. I'll get some.
Chico rolls?
Yeah. They were making some up special for Wendy at Three Ways when the bus wanted to pull out.
She's the one who held the bus up for 4 hours?
No, only for 15 minutes.
Oh.
But then we had a flat smack in the middle of the Outback. Wendy wanted to lead a sing-along.
Oh, no.
Sort of an apology for causing the delay in the first place. How I'm still alive, I don't know. I was tempted to tell people we're American.
A lot of Aussies think it's the same thing anyway.
The ones we met didn't. Wendy kept talking about home and how it's not true that most deaths in Canada are from bear attacks. And you should hear her talk about Banff. She's never even been there. I don't think customs will let us back into Canada.
Good. Then you'd have to stay in Australia with me.
Oh? I didn't know you wanted to stay here, Michael.
Well...
I love these. Mm. Oh, was I interrupting something? Oh, you look kind of...
No, nothing.
Well, remember, I can disappear anytime you want. So, what's the itinerary, mates?
Well, we could do some of the Alice today after you guys have had a rest.
Great! I read that we can ride camels at a farm.
Yeah, camels
are... Because we're in the desert, eh? When do we see this big rock that turns red?
How about tomorrow?
Great! And then do the Alice Casino at night.
What? No way. Ayers Rock is 300 miles from here.
One way? By bus?
Well, I wouldn't chance that stretch in a car.
It's way out in the middle of nowhere, right?
All by itself. It's pretty spectacular.
I read that it's holy to the Aborigines. It's where they believe the world began or something?
Yeah, it's the site of the Dreamtime.
But there sure are a lot of them here, eh? Aborigines? They even try to dress like white people. Look, that one has a Mickey Mouse shirt on.
Don't point, Wendy.
Oops, sorry. Oh, I don't believe this. Remember those postcards, Megan, of the blonde Aborigine kids?
Yeah.
There are some real ones now.
Oh, yeah, they are blonde.
I gotta get a picture of it.
She shouldn't do that.
You better stop with that. You want to stand over there and... No, stand over there. Good. Good.
Wendy.
Just a minute. Oh, Michael, would you get me with the kids?
No.
What?
You're not supposed to take their picture.
They like it. Look, they don't mind.
Yes, they do.
Hakuna, Hakuna.
Huh? Who's she?
I think she's their mother. Hakuna, Hakuna.
What's she saying?
No good. No
good. Gaki ngoma.
Well, what now?
She's asking me if you're my wife.
Hakuna.
Kula. I'm telling her it's all right. Kula.
Kula, Kula. Here.
Don't give her a dollar bill, Wendy.
A five then?
Hakuna.
Yantel uru. Just go.
Hakuna.
Yant el ur-u. Just keep walking.
Well, should I have offered her a tan? I didn't even pay that much to pose with a koala.
They're not a bloody tourist attraction.
Oh, is it that take my picture, steal my soul stuff?
Yeah, kind of.
She's still standing
Don't
there.
Don't look back.
You speak Aborigine, Michael?
Yeah, a little. A member of the Pitjantjatjara tribe works out at the station with me, and I picked up some words from him.
What was that last thing you just said to her?
Yant el ur-u. Mm-hmm. Peace be with you.
I feel like such a disaster area sometimes, you know?
Anyone could make that mistake.
Well, lucky for us, Michael was around.
For us? You were the one in trouble.
Yeah, as usual. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
He's more than a friend, isn't he, Megan?
No. Besides Wendy, he wants to stay in Australia.
Oh, I thought there was something going on. He kept looking at you funny.
Wouldn't call it funny. Anyway, he's been stuck in the outback on a cattle station. When he sees women, he stares at them a lot, I guess.
Well, he didn't stare at me.
No, he was too busy saying, don't do this, don't do that.
I mean it, Meg. If you want me to disappear, I will.
No, don't. I wanted to stop here anyway.
Well, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would. Could you get the light, please?
Sure. Thanks for letting me come along. I didn't want to travel by myself. I really didn't.
Anytime.
Another dead kangaroo.
That makes six. What a depressing bus ride.
Another one. Seven.
Hey. I can't hear the music. Just you two yanks counting off dead kangas.
It's not something we get to see in our country, Canada.
You don't get to see the great dry in your part of the world either, mates. Kills everything.
Well, that's for sure. We lost 30 head last spell.
What are those brown mounds?
Ant hills. Filled with big red ants.
It's really creepy out there.
I've seen worse places.
Name one.
Vietnam.
You were there? Wow, when?
During the war. Private party mullet.
Gee, did you join up with the Americans?
Damn Yanks weren't the only bloody army there. Aussies were too.
Oh, when we get to Ayers Rock, I'm just gonna crawl under it and die.
No, Wendy.
Welcome to Uluru National Park. Can everyone hear me?
Right.
Yes.
Very good, very good. Now that you've settled into your rooms at the Inland Motel, we can begin our tour. Oh, sir, sir, do not pet that dog. It is most likely a dingo and will bite your hand off.
Or run off with your baby.
Please do not.
Oh, I remember that story. The lady whose baby was taken by a dingo?
That's all she says. In this very same protected park.
This is not a place where anything can be taken for granted, be it dogs or tribal people.
Or the bloody rock turning red, eh?
Right, you are there, sir. We are at the mercy of the weather.
Did I turn
it? It is estimated.
I came all the way from Cairns.
Oh, you think you've come far.
First discovered by a white man.
A bad start back there on the coast.
I'm so sorry about that. I'm Wendy Peters, and that's Megan Nolan. Hi.
What was Ayers Rock called before the white man found it?
Uluru, which means sacred dwelling place. Now, since as many as 1 million tourists are expected annually by the turn of the century, a $150 million complex is being built. Eulara Tourist Village.
Excuse me, but don't the Aborigine people mind? I mean, you said that Uluru means sacred dwelling place.
We can't keep everything the way it was at the beginning of time, can we? And I'm sure that many famous sites in your country are built on sacred grounds. Mount Rushmore, for example.
She's a Canuck, you bloody pommy!
Find a good vantage point, everyone. Sunset is due any moment now. If conditions permit, we will see the rock change from ochre to a brilliant red. Cameras ready, everyone.
I thought this was supposed to be a religious experience or something. Us at one with nature.
How can it be when we have to share it with 300 tourists?
There are all kinds of not so. And you travel all the way across the outback to end up in a field waiting to see the biggest rock in the world turn
and
red.
And remember, back on the bus as soon as you hear the beep.
Today we watch it. Tomorrow we climb it.
Climb it?
We have to. It's one of life's experiences.
One I'd like to miss.
The sunset. The sunset.
I got it! Amazing.
All right, back on the bus.
That's it? I mean, can't we even savor the moment?
Back on the bus. Back on the bus.
You better do what the man says. I don't want to hitchhike from here.
It was over so fast.
By the time we get on the bus, we can relive it through Polaroid. Race you back.
Well, that was worth all the traveling.
And the rock isn't the only reason you came to the Alice, is it, Megan?
Of course not. I came to see you, too.
Hmm. It's an incredible country.
But not the only one in the world, Michael.
Buy you beer back at the motel bar? You too, Wendy?
Sure, great.
Hey, Wendy, what's the matter?
My picture.
It didn't turn out?
Oh, no, it did, but... there's a rainbow over the rock.
I didn't see any rainbow.
Me neither. But Wendy got one.
Yeah. Pretty, isn't it?
Buying at the shop, Wendy?
Trying to. You really missed something.
Oh, I couldn't take that pommy tour. The park ranger's taking us around tomorrow. I'll see it turn red then.
Hope you get a rainbow, too.
What?
I'll show you. There are a lot of Aborigines in the story.
Who do you think makes all the carvings they sell?
Well, here it is.
You did get one.
Just lucky, I guess. Excuse me. That woman is looking over my shoulder.
Hey, to die?
Yes.
Wanambi.
Pardon me?
Wanambi, angry, like blindfold over Uluru.
Oh, interesting. Is that a myth?
Oh, Wendy, love.
Well, excuse me again.
Wanambi, angry.
Isn't that wonderful, the way they explain everything with myths?
It's not a myth to them.
Oh, she can't really believe that.
But she does.
Well, I hope I didn't offend her. Did you see where they keep the Polaroid film?
And a Foster's Lager for you, Josephine Karsh. Cheers.
A rainbow nobody else saw, and she gets it.
Join you?
Sure.
This snapshot has some people upset.
Well, do they think it's trick photography or the dyes ran or something?
That woman today in the shop, she came up to me after you left. Wanambi angry. Says Uluru has many spirits living on it. And all their legends have shaped it. A cliff here is carpet snake. A bolder there, Mala Babyface. Another one is Wanambi the Snake. He makes himself into a rainbow when he's mad.
Aw, why'd she bother you? I was the one with the picture.
Another Aussie, I guess. I only told you because you like this.
It's kind of creepy, though.
Dance?
Me? Sure. It's a weird place, isn't it? You have to walk on eggshells or you'll disturb a spirit.
Megan, Wendy's the one who should be worried. Does that woman up there look like she cares about spirits?
No.
Gar wuna laminju. Well, say it.
It depends what I'm saying.
It means let us dance. Gar wuna laminju.
Gar wuna. I can't say.
You can learn. I did. Gar wun.
Gar wun.
Allah, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here too.
Woo! Can he dance?
You kept up with him.
Well, I thought you should have time with Michael.
Oh, right. So you danced all night with a crazy Vietnam vet.
Yeah. And he's not crazy either. He only dances like he is. You know, for the first time since getting to the Alice, I didn't feel like I was in the way.
That's good.
Aha, so you admit it. I was in the way.
Wendy, don't start that high school pajama party talk again, or I'll shove this pillow down your throat. And don't put ideas in my head. I don't want to be there.
Well, just because he wants to stay here doesn't mean it couldn't work out.
Look around. You want to end up here?
No.
Well, neither do I. And I always thought of Michael as a friend. And now I'm thinking I'd like it to be more. And that's impossible because he's going to be so far away.
Oh, we should never have come here. You and Michael. Me and Wanambi.
Now, before you begin the great ascent, anyone who has ever had asthma, heart condition, epilepsy, or is presently on
the it's really high.
Yeah. And did you see those plaques over there? Four people died climbing this
thing.
However,
those who suffer from any of the infirmities that I listed...
Or simply have the good sense not to go through with this.
Join me on a walking tour around the rock's base to see the caves. Follow me.
You know, I think I had asthma once. Yes, I'm almost positive.
We've got 3 hours. We'll take our time.
No, you guys go really. I'll do the caves.
Wendy, if this is one of your noble attempts to get us alone together, it's crazy. You'll never get the chance to do this again.
I hate heights.
Then don't look down.
Oh, thanks anyway, Megan. Happy climbing.
You won't be able to tell everyone back home you scaled the biggest rock in the world.
Oh, yes, I can. I bought the climber's certificate at the souvenir shop. I like caves. Patty says these are legend-ridden. And don't you want to know what terrible things await tourists inside them?
Over here.
Go!
All right, Michael, let's go.
Hey, Tommy, wait for me.
Oh, whose great idea was this anyway?
It's the Aborigine revenge.
Are we really only halfway up?
Or halfway down. It's kind of obscene, though. All these people scrambling over this sacred rock.
Yeah, we might be standing on the Mala baby's face.
You're right. We could be.
Come on.
Note the intricate marking on these cave walls, but do not touch.
Patty was right. Wow.
They each illustrate a specific ritual. Don't anyone leave this touring party. Many of these caves are sacred, and we are not only unwelcome in them, but...
That lady down there whistling.
You believe it? Oh... Let's stop for a second.
All right, if you need a rest.
Oh, come
Michael,
on.
This should be easier for you. You've done it before.
Well, it isn't. Look how much of Australia you can see from here. Wow.
100 miles in every direction.
Do you have to leave for Adelaide on Monday?
That's the plan. We've only got 2 weeks left to do as much of Australia as we can.
I'll take more time off from the station. We could see Australia together, you and me.
That's not fair to Wendy. Just dumping her like that.
She keeps offering to disappear. She'd love to.
I don't know, Michael.
I do. She won't mind.
It's more than that. Oh, what's the point?
The point is that I hope you'll decide to stay.
I can't. I have a job at home and
you could get one here. You've got a teaching certificate.
It's not that easy, Michael.
Well, it's not that easy for me either.
I'm not asking you to go home.
I am home.
Well, I'm not. This could never be home. I am not as in love with this country as you are.
You could be.
I can't.
You won't even try.
Don't you think I've thought about this?
Well, don't you think I have?
Michael, I just don't think it could work.
Oh, hell, we're attracting a crowd. Let's go. Get it over with.
We have to discuss this. Michael! Oh, neat.
Get out of there. This instant.
Okay, all right, all right.
You were told that you were forbidden to leave the touring party.
Well, you don't have to scream at me in front of everybody.
You have desecrated a holy place.
Oh, no. That cave was holy?
To the Aborigine people, it is. You're not allowed to go in there.
But you came in after me.
I am a man. White women defile it upon entering. If Uluru is desecrated, the world could end. You could bring about great horror.
You don't believe all that?
That doesn't matter. I told you no. Again and again. I'll lose my job if the park ranger finds out about this.
And he will if you don't stop screaming about it.
Do you have any idea what you've done? Where are you going?
Home. Wendy, you made it?
To the top. The great ritual act is done.
Oh, I wish I'd gone with you.
I wish you had, too. Michael and I had a fight.
Oh, no. That's why he's not here?
Yeah. He's gone off to see the caves.
Well, he can do that. He's a man. Do you know that white women are not allowed in certain caves? Well, I have never believed in segregation.
So you went in one?
Well, I didn't know. And that tour guide, I mean, there are only so many fertility-ripe caves you can see in a day. Take it from me, the outback is no place for women and children. I managed to desecrate a cave with my white femininity. Everybody's mad at me.
Again?
We're 0-2 today, Megs.
Another beer, mate.
No, thanks. Is it some rainfall out there?
Your girlfriends will be impressed. Rain in the desert.
They're not my girlfriends. Cut.
Cut to both at Ayers Rock where the bars never close.
Sit down, love. I'll get you a lager.
Thanks, Patty. Oh, no, wait. Here's Megan.
Hi.
Hi, Megan.
Let's have our picture taken together, okay? Megan, you sit next to Michael, and I'll sit next to Patty, and I'll set the camera down over here.
Some Bonza Sheila taking your own snapshot.
Hey, I'm the one who got the invisible rainbow.
Ah, that flash. Never seen my way to the bar now.
I'll lead you to it. Follow me.
To the ends of the earth, darling.
Impossible. We're already there.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Me too.
Maybe it's the biggest mistake of my entire life, but I think I'm doing the right thing.
Nothing's forever. You can change your mind anytime you want. Yant el Uru. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you too, Michael.
I think I should walk off some of this Aussie beer.
Yeah. Come on, mate. We'll go outside.
It's raining.
So what? Let's see what Uluru changes into when it rains.
Crazy.
But I'm the one who's sober.
Manai bu manai. Nasundag.
Can't get served around here.
Why is the bartender ignoring that man? Because he's an aborigine?
Nah, because he's too drunk.
I am running.
Oh, Wendy, you go back to the table.
I can take care of myself.
No, you can't. Go on,
man, please. Man, I'm a man,
I'm
Well, don't you get into it, okay? Feel better?
I feel soaking wet. And we can't even see you, Lou, in that stuff.
But we know it's there. Well, that guy's got a problem. I don't know where he thinks he's going.
He's got about 200 miles before he hits anything. Hey, he's driving right towards the bar!
This is ABC at the Inland Motel near Ayers Rock. About 2 a.m. today, an Aborigine man was refused a drink at the motel bar. He retaliated by slamming his 130-ton semi-trailer truck through the bar wall, killing 4 people instantly. He fled the scene. People are still buried in the wreckage. The flying doctors are transporting the dead and injured into Alice Springs.
Calling Dr. Swanson. Calling Dr. Swanson.
I'm sorry. Your friend died a few minutes ago.
Oh, no. It's all my fault. Oh.
Stop saying that.
Patty's dead because of me.
Wendy.
The woman warned me. She told me this would happen. It should have been me, not
it
Patty.
It shouldn't have been calling anybody. Dr. It was an accident. No one could see it. No one could have predicted it. Can't you?
It should have been me. The cave. Those children, the rainbow. All my fault.
No.
All my fault. All my fault.
Funny how the myths persist. Not dead things after all. Not created, but summoned. Who said that? Must remember to be more careful next time. Not to rile the natives. That's the trouble with a tourist attraction. How easily it becomes a tourist trap. The Vanishing Point.
Uluru by Colleen Curran. Featured in the cast were Patricia Phillips as Megan and Alan Fawcett as Michael, with Jane Woods as Wendy and Vlasta Vrana as Patty. You also heard Harry Hill, Bronwyn Mantle, Linda Lawn, and Brian Dooley in a variety of roles. Technical operations were by Gilles Laroche, with sound effects by Renee Lavoie, and the production assistant was Jane Lewis. Original music was composed by Charles Barbeau and performed by Charles Barbeau and Luc Boivin, with technical operations by Hervé Bibot. The series script editor for Vanishing Point is Sandra Rabinovich. The original musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of introduction is David Calderisi. Uluru was produced and directed at CBC Montreal by John Jessup. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Next week on Vanishing Point, we present The Third Bank of the River, adapted by Whitney Smith, from the celebrated story by João Guimarães Rosa. It's a haunting tale set in the jungles of Brazil and features Gilly Fennec, Paul Soles, and Marion Gilsonen. Don't miss The Third Bank of the River next week on Vanishing Point. Until then, I'm Barbara Budd, wishing you good night.